Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, now I read that and it just kind of caught my attention. You know, we say some things. We'll say, well, you know, if you knew my heart, all right, you know, well, you know, I said in my heart, and we see God Almighty is speaking to himself here, and I'm just going to use this. And he says in his heart, look what the Lord says, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I've done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. It's Thanksgiving. And we think, my mind runs to many places on this holiday. As a matter of fact, I don't know if God doesn't get more pleasure out of Thanksgiving than he does December and Christmas. But I think about those pilgrims who were under such tyranny of the English over in England, and how those people of faith got on a rickety old ship called the Mayflower, and many perished before they got across, and many perished once they got across. But there were a people who were wanting freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and when things began to get very difficult, they had a tea party just to let people know where they were going to stand. And I want to tell you something. God created man to be free. To be free. And I think about this holiday and I think about Thanksgiving. Let me say that Thanksgiving is not a natural attribute of mankind. Contrary to popular opinion, we are not born with good tendencies. Romans 3, verse 12 says, they are all going out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. We'll hear things, especially here in the South. Well, you know, he's got a good heart. The Bible says the heart's desperately wicked. Who could know it? If we knew our heart, it would scare us to death. And, you know, so you know, Thanksgiving is not something that's a natural attribute that we are born with. We're not born with a thankful heart, and Thanksgiving doesn't flow out of an unregenerated heart. An unregenerated heart is a selfish, selfish heart. Amen. It's an unregenerated nature. It's only when we are born again that genuine, appreciative spirit towards God and towards man can be found. It's by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and by the influence of others that have already progressed in the spiritual arena that we begin to learn God's truths and God's ways, and we become a thankful people. No one who's without Christ is thankful. How many times have you seen an unbeliever shake his fist at God because his wife died or their child died, and they have no heart for God? But giving thanks is more than just bowing our head. Giving thanks is more than just praying a little prayer. Giving thanks is more than just thanking God for our daily food. Giving thanks certainly is more than just once a year celebrating with friends and having relatives and turkey and pumpkin pie and all these things. Giving thanks, it's an attitude of the heart. We should have a thankful heart. We have much to be thankful for. Today I talk with people who have just experienced a tragic death. As a matter of fact, last week on 2 days, or on the same day, I was notified of 2 suicides, one 20 years old and the other one 60 years old. That was a hard day. And Today I called some of those family members and I caught their tears long distance. And they had some questions about their loved one, about heaven and eternity and assurance of the believer, these things. But listen, our heart cannot be grateful. Our heart does not display thanksgiving until after we receive Christ. And thanksgiving, it's an attitude of the heart that should permeate the life that we live. Three thoughts, and then I want to give you the opportunity to brag on the Lord. First of all, notice the purpose of thanksgiving. The purpose of thanksgiving is simply glorifying God, giving God thanks for all that we have, all that we've got, all the blessings we have. Every good and perfect gift cometh from above. God has blessed us. And it is the purpose to glorify God, to praise God. In Psalm 148, the Bible says in verses 1 through 5, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. I think of Revelation 5, verse 13. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessed and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. In Philippians 2, verse 11, we're reminded, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The purpose of praise is to glorify God. And what should we praise him for? I think we should praise him for our pardon, all our sins forgiven. We've been pardoned. If we were spending our last night in freedom, and tomorrow we're going to have to report to the county jail or to the state prison, and we'd have our loved ones here, we'd have our favorite meal, we'd try to do all the living we could do before we have to report and go to that place of bondage. But I want you to know, for the unregenerated person, that place is much more than just a place with bars on it. We've been pardoned. Can you imagine that? When God looks at us, he finds no more sin. He finds no blemish. He sees nothing but the righteousness that comes through his Son. Amen. Praise him for his pardon. We should praise him for his provision. All that we have, the abundance that we enjoy, has been provided by him. Amen. He provides for his children. Can God provide a table in the midst of the wilderness? God can. We should praise him for his protection. We will not know, maybe until we get to heaven, times where we were in great need and in peril and in great distress, and maybe didn't even realize it, but God's protection is there. I know that there's been times in my life where God just protected me and surrounded me and refused to allow harm to come to me. We should praise him for his peace. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. Without that peace, the world is in turmoil. People are watching the news, and they're upset over this political party. They're upset over this coup that took place in some part of the country. They're concerned about ISIS, and they're concerned about this. I want you to know we have the peace that surpasses all understanding. God takes care of his children. I'm not saying that we need to be ignorant. I'm not saying that we need to be foolish, but we have a peace, and we know that when we lay our heads down at night, regardless of what turmoil and the situation may be, no matter what our circumstances are, we have a God that brings peace to us. We should praise him for his power. He's God Almighty. There's not anything that he can't do. There's not anything that's too big for him. He causes the sun to stand still. He makes the axe head swim. And there's not anything. He is all powerful, and we should praise him for his power. We should praise him for his precepts, the word of God that he's given to us. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's God. It's a God-breathed book. It's a live book. It's alive. It discerns our hearts and our intents. And God gave it to us. It's his love letter to the child of God. It's powerful. It's life-changing. It's transforming. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we should praise him for his promises, which are many, but the greatest is a heavenly home. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. So there's the purpose of Thanksgiving. The purpose of Thanksgiving is to glorify God. And the direction of Thanksgiving, the thankful life is one that moves towards God. People who are thankful draw nigh to God through difficulties, through tragedies, through heartbreaks. They draw nigh to God. Giving thanks is simply doing what we were created to do. The purpose of creation was to glorify him. In Genesis 8, verse 20, the Bible says, Noah building an ark unto the Lord. We're reminded of Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. It says, Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. I'm just saying that there's the direction of thanksgiving, and that thanksgiving has to do with praise and glorifying God. Secondly, not just the direction, but the distinction of thanksgiving. Now, we're not told that Noah gave thanks when he built this ark, but he did give unto the Lord. We're told, and you look back there in the passage, that he offered burnt offerings on the altar. And that, verse 21, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. Now, the special feature of thanksgiving is the part, last part of the word, giving. Are you a giver? I'm a giver. I like to give. Man, I work double hard to try to give. And by the way, I don't give junk. I give stuff I like. I give stuff I want. You know, I like Winchester. I like Marlin. I like Remington. You know, I'm not big on Taurus. Not big on that. You know, it's made in Brazil. So, well, yeah, but it has a lifetime guarantee. Isn't it? If it breaks, yeah, there's a reason for that lifetime guarantee. I'm just saying, I like to give the good stuff. And the special feature of thanksgiving is that it has giving in it. The thanks is rather insignificant without the giving. Thanks. Right? So thanksgiving is giving something for something given. It's giving something back for something received. It's giving honor to one who has honored you. It's blessing someone who has been blessing to you. Thanksgiving, it's a reciprocal offering. And Noah had much to be thankful for. He and his families were spared in the great judgment of the flood. What about you tonight? Do you have much to give thanks for? Have we not been spared of the great judgment of God? Lastly, notice the delight of thanksgiving. When Noah gave his offering to the Lord, the Bible says in verse 21, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. What does that mean? It's this meaning is to perceive with delight and with acceptance. This is something that God received, and he was delighted and had great acceptance of his giving. The Lord was greatly pleased with the aroma of Noah's sacrifice. Thanksgiving is one of the few things that is said to please God. Now notice, God is pleased by the preaching of the gospel. Did you know that? 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. When you hear a preacher preaching the word of God, and listen to me, he's preaching the gospel. He may be an all-powerful, poor preacher, but I want you to know something. If nobody else is blessed by it, God Almighty is blessed by it. God is blessed by the preaching of the gospel. God is blessed, secondly, with Jesus Christ in Colossians 1, verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Thirdly, God is pleased with faith in Hebrews 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. And then fourthly, God is pleased with praise. Hebrews 13, by him, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. The Lord delights in taking pleasure in our offering of thanksgiving. Let's please God tonight. Who'd like to stand and give praise to God? Go ahead.